F. Scott Fitzgerald, a great, great American novelist, said, the height of intelligence, you cannot have higher intelligence until you are able to have two contrasting beliefs within yourself at the very same moment. You've got to understand that everything is hopeless and there is hope at the very same moment. You've got to understand that you, the paradox of you as an I, a separate entity, and a huge collection of stuff, of life. And you need every single bit of it, don't you? Try to get rid of that colony of bugs with the teeth on the inside of the lining of your stomach and see how long you stay alive. All of the life forms that are you, that constitute your human beingness, as long as they have a reference to the whole, that is you, are working in harmony to keep you alive. Now you gotta take the big leap. Now you gotta leap with me. You gotta just leap. And you've gotta stop looking at the microscope and shift. You've gotta see humanity as one big whole. 6 billion of us on this planet now. 6 billion of us. One being called human being that you showed up in. It already had a thrust. It already had a personality. It already had a history. History is almost exclusively one of separation. Attachment to the belief that we're all separate. You showed up in this. This is what you showed up in. If you can make this shift, the rest will be so simple for you. You know when it happened for me? I was running one day. And I always had a problem with this, I'm connected to other people. Because, you know, the connection is invisible. We have trouble with what we can't see, don't we? What we can't get a hold of. And here I am talking. And you're hearing. I'm saying something, and you're hearing. What is it that is connected between you and me to make what I say available to you when there's no wires here, there's no strings? There are some connections that we accept as invisible. I'm running along one day, and all of a sudden there's a car. It was the day after Christmas, and some kid got one of those remote control cars, you know? And he's in his kitchen window, and he's going after Dyer, okay, today. He sees me running by there every day, and I know his mind. All right? I know this kid. He's like I was at that age. I've been doing the same thing. And he's saying, I can't wait till Dyer goes by today, you know? And I'm out there running. All of a sudden, this car goes, he's been practicing, and it's like, what is this thing? It was half dark out there. I couldn't see what it was. And it's like, I had more trouble believing that. Now, if there'd been a long wire attached to that car, and he was back there in his kitchen, I wouldn't be having so much trouble with that. But he just pressing a button. He presses it here. Something's in the air between that and this, and it's making this thing go and do all these kinds of things. So there's like, and you sit in your living room, and you don't even have any problem with going, 4, 10, Olympics, don't want to watch the commercial, you know. And there's nothing between you and there, you're just pressing, and it's like, whatever it is, it's just, and you walk in front of it, and it stops it, you know, and you say to your kids things like, imagine 20 years ago saying this to your kid, will you stop walking in front of me, I can't change the television, you know, you're blocking whatever the hell that is that's between here and there. I don't know what it is, but there's something in there, and you're blocking it, so stop. And they'd be like this, and all of a sudden the TV goes on. You go, wow, what was that? What's that connection? There's a connection, all right? So there are some connections, but as they get more bizarre, more into the thought realm, it's like when you have the same thought as somebody else, and it comes out at the exact same time. You go to say something, and they say something at the same time. You go, oh, now that's just impossible. That's just such a coincidence. I just can't believe it. You were saying it, and I said it at the very same time. Why not? Especially when you know that thoughts aren't stored inside. How are you going to store a thought inside? If it's not inside, something's got to tell you that if it's not inside, it's where? It's outside. It's outside of you. Somehow, it's out there. In some way. And so, here I am running one day, and I said, when did this realization hit me? And I'm watching, there's a man running ahead of me, and he's 30 yards ahead of me. And he's synchronized with me. And he doesn't even know I'm there. Each step that I am going like this, he's doing the same thing. And he's 30 yards away. And boom, boom, this stunning realization. Just, it really hit me that I was connected to this person in some way. And that he is no further away from me than the life form that is in my pancreas is from the one in my eye. They've never even seen each other. They've never been introduced to each other. They're of a different, totally different species. And yet, they're still part of a whole, aren't they? And they're that far apart. So I myself am this thing that is filled with life, that is all connected, yet never seen each other. Why do I find it so difficult to see myself as connected to someone who's just as far away? I mean, in a body, when a microscopic thing this big, I mean, 30 yards is no big deal. Neither is 3,000 miles. You know, it's nothing. I mean, that's like a tiny little piece of space compared to something that is a trillionth of an inch large, having to go 200 yards, you know, through all of the winding things in your stomach. You know? So you're an I that is we. Now, it may not sound like much. It may just sound like a lot of philosophy. But it brings you home to how we are all connected. And that it's not such an impossibility, is it? Now let's just assume that the body called humanity, and it has 6 billion cells. And it has, we'll just say this, even though we're not sure what the numbers are. What's the difference when you get into trillions, right? So let's just make an assumption here now. Let's try to draw a parallel between you as an I that is we and humanity as one. And you have to be one cell in a body called humanity and one body with 6 billion cells. You have to be willing to be both. And everything that has form has that within it. You've got to have a reference to the whole in order to be functioning within this body called Wayne, or called Sally, or called Marge, or called Phil, or whatever it is that you have labeled your package, all right? So now you get a cell inside this body that doesn't have harmony within it. That's just not going to do it the way you want to do it. Well, instead of having ease within it, it has what? Dis-ease, all right? One cell, that's all, just one cell. Now, if you look at what is the glue that holds it all together? What's the glue that holds it all together? Love. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. The glue that holds it all together, the whole universe, is serenity, is love. Just another word for ease or peace or harmony, all right? When you find and examine this cell and make it real big and examine that cell, every cell has components in it, and then it has something that holds it together. And that something that holds it together, we call the source. Call that the source, whatever that is. That's you I'm talking about right now. We don't have a term for that. We just call it the source. And that source we'll just call love. And the power of this is unbelievable. Until you believe it, you won't see it anyway, all right? So it's the power of being able to be at harmony within a cell, and what it is capable of is only limited by what you can think. Anything that you can think, anything that you can visualize, you can materialize. You can make happen. Anything.